Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning, Dave Clements here with my friend Rebecca Lambert. Now, she's the executive director for the Crick County Foundation. You guys do this thing, this holiday partnership. Tell us what that is.
First off, I should say the Crook County Foundation has done the holiday partnership only for a few years.
Oh, okay.
It's actually something that's been in Crook County for literally decades. If I have it right, started with the county and a whole bunch of volunteers who saw that there were households in need in Crook County during the holiday season for holiday meal support and gifts.
Okay, so what are we supplying? What are we asking for? And who is this going to?
This huge, generous effort takes lots of organizations across Crook County, nonprofits and businesses and public entities and individuals and grocery stores and everyone else. And our goal is to support households in need, as it always has been. And so this year, we are providing holiday meal assistance to about 370 households. And what we know about those households is a whole bunch of them include children under 18. There are a lot of seniors who have asked for support. And then we're also supporting the community effort to provide gifts. We know it's expensive out there right now.
Sure.
And some households just have, you know, they struggle. We've got requests for over 600 kids and gifts, supplying gifts to them, and well over 100 seniors as well. And that's in partnership with the Prineville Senior Center.
All right. So how does someone get involved? How do they find out what you need and how do they donate it?
If you live in Crook County, you've seen the trees of need around at a bunch of businesses. They have tags on them. You might not have seen them, Dave, but they all have gift tags on them that reflect a specific need or a specific want from for a child, for a senior, or for an adult with a disability. And so our huge need here, because a lot of tags have been picked up, and we're getting gift donations, which is extraordinary, but where we still need help is gift items for teens. And so this could be anything from clothing, hoodies and sweatshirts are popular, and then gift items like personal care, hygiene items for teens, sporting and workout stuff, arts and crafts supplies and kits. If someone is able to make a donation of gifts that we could then pass on to parents selecting gifts for teens, that would be terrific.
Okay. And do you guys have more information on your website, or where's the best place to get more information?
Best place to look is ccholidaypartnership.com. So that includes a list of the items we're looking for. Our distribution days are next week. So if you have some free time and want to volunteer, you can also do that through a form on the website and get all sorts of other information.
Okay. We were talking to Rebecca Lambert. She's the executive director for the Crook County Foundation. Give us the website one more time.
ccholidaypartnership.com.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.